In the year 1800, the population of Chicago was only 5,000. But the population had been growing steadily since the beginning of the century. In 1871, Chicago had recently passed St. Louis to become the fourth largest city in the U.S. Chicago had reached a place of importance when the Great Chicago Fire began on October 8, 1871. That October was especially dry because there had been very little rain. At that time, most of the streets, sidewalks, bridges, and buildings were made of wood. On Sunday night, a fire broke out in a barn. The firefighters were exhausted that night because they had been fighting a fire since the day before. Strong winds from the south quickly spread the fire to the center of the city. When the firefighters finally arrived at the fire had spread out of control. It wasn't until 2 days later, when rain began to fall, that the fire finally died out. By this time, almost 300 people had died, and more than 100,000 Chicagoans had lost their homes. Millionaires, who had lived in mansions as well as poor laborers, found themselves homeless. Chicagoans, rich and poor, who had never had contact with each other, gathered in parks and wondered how they would rebuild their lives. Because of its great location for industry, Chicago remained strong after the fire. By 1873, the city had been rebuilt, this time with brick instead of wood. Chicago continued to grow as a commercial center, and by 1890, its population had reached more than 1 million. Today, Chicago is the third largest city in the U.S.